Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out as we review night two of WrestleMania 40. Yes, we all slept and took it in. And man, oh man, looking back, what an incredible night that was. Maybe one of the best WrestleManias. Definitely better than night one. And maybe one of the best WrestleManias in a long, long time. But just outstanding. Again, we're Eat Sleep Podcast, Repeat, a wrestling podcast out of Virginia. You can find us on a couple of radio stations, websites, fm99.com and 1069fox.com. And anywhere on the social media, you're on Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99. Of course, you're listening to us, whatever podcast app you have, or if you have others, you can just search ESPR Wrestling. You can find us. You can find some classic episodes. We recently interviewed Becky Lynch. Sean Durkin's been on the show, writer-director of The Iron Claw. You know, one time we had Paul Heyman on the show. He's been on the show. Eddie Kingston, Mark Henry's been on the show. Just search ESPR Wrestling, Google that, and you'll find a lot of cool stuff, which is really cool because we've been doing this. This is, 330-plus episodes of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. Again, you can find us again, like on Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Apple. Just a couple of places you can find us. Very cool indeed. All right, let's get into it. WrestleMania night two. Yeah, man, WrestleMania 40. What a great night with a huge stadium, man, of course, in Philly. Over 70,000 people for both nights. And he had CM Punk starting things off, coming down there, trying to, tell some bad jokes or whatever else, which met, with CM Punk down there. You had Drew McIntyre challenging Seth Rollins for the WWE World Championship. And that was a pretty good match. The two had, they matched up pretty well, of course, because they had a lot going on, this whole feud and everything else. And, Seth is like, taking on too much, according to Drew McIntyre, and that seemed to be the case. And Drew is just too much for Seth Rollins and pinned him clean in the ring in about 10 and a half minutes. Which, by the way, these finishes for most of these matches were pretty clean for WrestleMania weekend, which I truly respect, and it should be that way in that regard, because these are pretty big matches here. But, so Drew pins Seth, becomes the World Heavyweight Champion, and he goes and decides to taunt CM Punk. That's what Drew does. Oh, by the way, before that happened, very emotional moment between Drew and Seth. The Seth was outside the ring. Drew was in the ring, taking it all in that he – was the champion now, and you can just kind of read it like, hey, yeah, he finally got there after all this. He wins the title in front of people because he didn't win it during COVID, or he won it in COVID with no people around. And now he finally wins it again in front of people. So kind of a cool moment there. Drew's been on the roll as of late, physical match. Drew started off with a claymore right away, kind of took charge of the match and finally put Seth away with another claymore. And there you go. So Drew taunting CM Punk, and then CM Punk trips him, kind of like pulls the rug from underneath him, and Punk hits him a couple of times and everything else, and Drew's down and out, and all of a sudden Damian Priest music plays. He comes running down with the referee and the briefcase, and he finally cashes in the Money in the Bank, which you kind of figured was going to be at Mania. If it wasn't going to be this match, it was going to be the Cody-Roman match. Thankfully, it was this one. And 9 seconds later, it's all took Damian Priest, South of Heaven, pins Drew McIntyre, your new world champion. And, CM Punk is amused by that. Damian goes up the ring to celebrate. The rest of the Judgment Day come out. Just a very cool moment for them to see them together celebrating that. And the crowd loved it. I loved it, too. It was a great cash-in, a really good one. Was it the greatest one at WrestleMania? No, it'd be at number two. However, there's only been two at WrestleMania. It was fantastic, and I'm happy for Damian Priest finally cashing in, finally becoming the world champion. Next match was the Philadelphia Street Fight. Bubba Ray Dudley was announced as the special guest referee for this match, and you had the Pride, Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, the Street Profits with BFAP, taking on the Final Testament with Akam and Rezar of Authors of Pain and Karrion Kross there. Of course, Scarlett was there. Paul Ellering was there. The ladies really got into this match a couple of times, but this was one of those like cluster matches because it was a street fight, so a lot of stuff going on. But BFAB and Scarlett went through a table. Then you had Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, Bobby Lashley. They kind of had a moment where Actually, before I get to the backtrack, where Karrion Kross didn't like the count done by Bubba Ray, so he went after Bubba a little bit. Bubba put on his glasses and everything, but the finish came. You know, Lashley and Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford just beat the heck out of Karrion Kross and put him on the table, and then they did the whole what's up thing, and then Dawkins went through that. Bobby Lashley pinned him, and that's it. The Final Testament lose to Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, which makes you wonder what's next for the Final Testament, because they kind of needed to win this match, especially Karrion Kross. So maybe that's something they can figure out. A train wreck kind of match. You've loved this kind of stuff, the plunder and everything. Well, this match is for you. But it's where they have, you know, a Philadelphia street fight match the same night as a Blood Rules match, because you get some of the same stuff in that particular situation. Next match, it was great. The I would say coming out party for LA Knight, because the dude's been out for a while. And people love him, and they love him here. He took on AJ Styles in a very good match, a grudge match that they had a lot to settle here. And LA Knight wins the match. But a fantastic match on both parts, and just a good night for LA Knight. Happy to see him getting in this particular spot right here. And I enjoyed that one. Next up, the Triple Threat for United States Championship. And you had... Logan Paul, your U.S. champion, defending against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Of course, you had Kevin Owens coming out on the golf cart, and then Randy Orton's team plays. So Owens backs up the car to the top of the ramp, and then Orton rides it down to the ring and everything else. And basically, in the beginning, they kind of beat up Logan Paul for a while. And yet, Aisho's Speed was there. He was the big prime bottle, and he took an RKO on the table from Randy Orton because he kind of helped out in the Logan with the pinfall attempt that was on him there that could have cost Logan the match. And then you had, you know, the brass knucks getting involved, and Randy Orton had him, and he gave him to the referee and everything else. You had a cool spot with the pop-up stunner. Kevin Owens is going for the pop-up power bomb, and he threw Randy Orton in the air. Owens ended up getting an RKO by Randy Orton, which is a pretty cool spot there. And then Logan Paul came in, threw Randy out of the ring, as usually happens in the Triple Threat, and then he pinned Kevin Owens with the splash off the top rope. Logan Paul, still your U.S. States, United States champion. No surprise, I think, with the outcome of that situation. Kevin Owens getting pinned and, you know, protecting Randy Orton there, and Logan Paul retaining. A fun match for a Triple Threat, which not always easy to pull off in these situations there. Next match was the WWE Women's Championship match, Bayley taking out Io Sky. And this was one-on-one. Bayley debuted new music, by the way. Threw me off for a second. And then Io Sky was her. And I tell you what, great match from both ladies. Fantastic match. And I loved it because there was no outside interference. It was straight up one-on-one with Io Sky and Bayley. And Bayley finally wins the championship from Io Sky in this match. But a very good match for both parts. And I'm kind of happy because I'm like an Io Sky fan. I know she's got the talent there, but sometimes the presentation, you know, with the interference and everything else, doesn't always help. She had a great match against Bianca Belair last year, and the match with Bayley here, which was great. And Bayley winning was huge and well-deserved on her part. And I'm sure we'll get some rematches down the road, or other members of Damage Control will challenge Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. And then it was the main event of the evening, Cody Rhodes challenging Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship under Bloodline rules, which meant anything went. And, you know, here's the thing. They went at it for a while on their own, and, man, this was a heck of a match. You knew at some point there's going to be some interference there, but the fact that this kind of went at it, you know, not a lot of weapons, not a lot of plunder. You know, there were some kendo sticks and, you know, there was a chair and, you know, some other stuff that kind of kept it. Like, Roman, like, wrestled, like, more of, like, a clean match. And this tortured and taunted Cody for a lot of it. And then when things changed, well, members of the Bloodline got involved. Here comes Jimmy Uso coming down. Jey Uso takes him out. And then they dive off the ramp to a table spot there. That was crazy. And then you had Solo Sikoa showing up. And then he gets involved. And then all of a sudden, John Cena's music plays. John comes down and takes out Solo Sikoa in that situation. And then The Rock comes down, because he knew he was going to get involved. And then he takes out John Cena, so The Rock is there, and then the glass breaks. Ah, no, the glass did not break. Everybody anticipated Steve Austin. However, there was a gong, and another one, and the lights go out. Another one, and the lights come on. And there he is, the Undertaker, standing in the ring looking at The Rock, and Undertaker choke slams him, and then the lights go out again, and Taker disappears. And that's it. That's a level playing field. No, we didn't get Steve Austin. Some people like downgraded the match because of that. Like, why? Why? He wasn't advertised. You set yourself up for an anticipation of something that didn't happen. Yeah, maybe they teased it with the truck or whatever else, but you got John Cena. He had a story to tell. So did the Taker, because Undertaker lost to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and obviously his history with The Rock as well. So that happens. Oh, and also during that sequence, by the way, with The Rock that was down there before Taker, was that Seth Rollins came down. You heard the Shield intro, and everybody thought, like, oh, my gosh, Dean Ambrose is here. No, Dean Ambrose did not show up. Dean Ambrose was probably watching at home, if he was watching at all. And Seth Rollins came into the ring, but you didn't see him coming to the ring, which was really weird. Like, you knew he was coming through the crowd, but you didn't know where. He showed up. Roman Reigns took him out. And then Taker showed up, took out The Rock. So there's a chair in the ring. Cody Rhodes is in the ring. Seth Rollins is in the ring. Roman Reigns is in the ring. So they're all in the ring. The chair's laying in the ring. Cody tries to pick it up. Roman grabs it. And instead of hitting Cody with it, he hits Seth Rollins with it. Payback for all those years, from all these years ago in the Shield, where Seth hit Roman Reigns in the back to put an end to the Shield. A couple of weeks ago, Seth Rollins says, I will be your Shield in this match. And, well, he was your Shield. Roman hits him with the chair, drops the chair. He goes to punch Cody Rhodes. Cody gets out of the way. Three crossroads. The cover. 1, 2, 3. New World Champion. Undisputed Universal Champion. Cody Rhodes. Paul Heyman's reaction as the count was going down was just amazing. The crowd was hot for this match. It was a fantastic match. This is the match of the year candidate. It's just the main events don't get better than this for WrestleMania. It absolutely delivered. Man, did it deliver. We waited a year for this. We didn't think we were going to get it, and we got it. And man, oh man, it was good. Roman Reigns, his long reign is over. An incredible reign. The dude going through whatever he is health-wise and stuff with leukemia and everything else and just making it happen for these last 4 years. As the Undisputed World Universal Champion. Big celebration in the ring. Your family shows up. Brandi Rhodes is there. You had Mama Rhodes show up. You had other people there as well. I think his sister and her kids. And then Cody grabs the mic and he calls out Bruce Pritchard and Triple H. So Bruce actually showed up and they hug in the ring, which I did not expect to see Bruce Pritchard show up. But obviously a big part for Cody Rhodes there, and then Triple H and Cody hug as well. Cody goes to hug Michael Cole in this situation, and then Michael says, I love professional wrestling, which, you never hear that before. By the way, Samantha Irving, who announced Cody as the winner, very emotional in this moment. You could hear it in her voice, and it was emotional for a lot of people. I mean, because the dude had a story to finish, and he finished it. And you just felt good for that. Roman had a tremendous reign, and it all came to an end. And then the one thing not seen on cameras as the night ended, but some people in the audience caught this, was Roman at the top of the ramp, walking up and then hugging Paul Heyman. Because Roman may be done. He kind of hinted that he would retire if he lost the championship. And it was a long hug and everything else, and then Roman walking off and everything. Because, that's a long time to be champion. I mean, quite a moment there captured. You got to wonder if the WWE cameras caught that as well at some point to share that. But very emotional. Quite tonight. And happy for Cody Rhodes. Now, what is next? Well, he was on the Today Show on Monday. And you got to wonder, will he have the momentum? Are people going to turn on him like they did Seth Rollins after the reign? I think Cody's a lot more likable guy than Seth Rollins, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Which, by the way, I forgot to mention this. Seth Rollins' attire for the match, the intro for the World Championship match earlier tonight. Crazy. Both had great entrances. Drew McIntyre with the bagpipers and Seth Rollins with a New Orleans band, which was a sight to behold. But Cody Rhodes, your new undisputed WWE World Universal Champion. Not World, Universal Champion. And we'll see what comes next. You know, we get Bloodline members going after him. You know, The Rock going to take some time off and challenge him at SummerSlam. You know, Gunther fit in this at some point. Too soon for Gunther to go after him, but I could see that being a match in the year or two. You know, Roman Reigns, is he done? Is he going to fight The Rock at some point a year down the road? You know, it's like, I tried to help you out and, you know, you failed. It's like, well, yeah, I didn't need your help and you screwed it all up for me. Man, that could be where they're going to go with this. So a lot of questions, but night two, I will give a 9.75 out of 10, maybe even closer to that. It's one of the best, definitely night two, definitely way better than night one. Probably the best night two that we've had so far. And what an incredible night and a great Mania. I recommend all the matches, even the Philly Street Fight, if you want to see, a train wreck. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. You know, those guys, that's the match they had. And that's the match they had to work. So not their fault in any way at all. But, man, what a night. One of the best, WrestleManias. You want to put it up there with 17 or 30 or whatever one you think is pretty good. There you go. All right. That is it. Your review of night two of WrestleMania 40. Man, oh, man. And you can find the previous episode, night one review. Find our page, ESPR Wrestling, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Apple. And you got it right there. Or at 1069fox.com and fm99.com under the media tab. And Facebook and Twitter at ESPR99. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for joining me. And as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.